What's going on, everybody? This is Michael from Sound Sessions. I'm currently just sitting in our studio overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue here in Chicago, Illinois. I just wanted to take a few moments and thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Thank you. You, who's listening right now on your headphones, or in your car, or on your way to school, it's because of you that we keep making these great shows. So if you have a moment, just reach out to us here at Sound Sessions. Our Twitter is SoundSeshPod. You can check us out on Instagram at SoundSessionsWGN. You can find us on Facebook, we're on SoundCloud, and absolutely be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.com. You can go to iTunes.com/SoundSessions. That way you can constantly check out our new content, which will be automatically uploaded in your iTunes feed. And I find that that's the easiest way, because then you don't have to really do anything, which is really easy. So thanks again for listening to us here at Sound Sessions. And without further ado, a little throwback Thursday for you. Back in 2015, we interviewed this band that was basically unknown in the scene, but then, as we all know, blew up to be what they are today. When they were just about to release their hit song, Roses, here's our interview with The Chainsmokers.
What's up, guys? This is The Chainsmokers, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears Cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you go to the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael with Sound Sessions here on WGN Plus, and I have the excellent opportunity to talk to two guys who are wise beyond their years and aggressively handsome. It's the one and only.
Thank you.
Yes, it's the one and only Alex Paul and Drew Taggart from The Chainsmokers. So, how are you guys doing today?
Great. We're doing awesome. We're out in Vegas. Just played Wet Republic last night over at the MGM. Life is good.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So you guys played that, and you're how you enjoying Vegas? Are you doing any gambling or anything, or just taking it easy?
I mean, we're here pretty often, so we don't go in for gambling that often. But every now and then, if we got the right crew, just strippers and drugs.
Well, cool, guys, yeah. So you have this new awesome song. I mean, I know it came out a little bit ago. Congratulations on all the success from Selfie. That's amazing. Songs everywhere.
Thank you.
So I wanted to know, you guys are two DJs that have been very popular in the New York scene, but how did you guys meet in the first place and start creating this music?
You know, Alex is like a big DJ around New York City, and I was actually finishing up school at Syracuse University, and I was producing for Interscope, and, you know, Alex is like, yo, your music's dope, and like he had like a really good DJ thing going, and we're like, let's team up and see where we can take this, and that was about little under 3 years ago.
Cool. So it's kind of like a newer project, and you guys are already exploded. This is fantastic. Now, who does what in the duo? Like, what's the recording and writing process like? Does one guy, you know, take over the beats, and the other guy takes over the writing, or what's going on with that?
We have a very like similar music taste, so we're very like picky about who we want to work with, and we're working with like, you know, close to like 50 people at one time, it feels like. And so, you know, we're both, you know, very involved in like how, you know, we decide like who to work with, who to write with, and, you know, kind of what we're shooting for. But I have more of the, this is Drew speaking, I have more of the production background. So I handle like most of the actual like recording and writing and like the sessions and stuff. But we're both like very involved in the whole process.
So the song went absolutely viral that you have, and all your other music is fantastic as well. But what was what was this quick like catapult to fame? Like, has it affected you in any way? Because, you know, you were playing, you know, just as a DJ, and then all of a sudden you get do you get massive crowds now that come to your shows and check you guys out?
Yeah, I mean, we've lapped the planet a couple times over the past year. We've like, you know, we just did a European tour, we did Asia tour, we've been at New Year's like in India, so, you know, going to play for like crowds that are, you know, as far away as you can get from where you grew up is definitely you know, an experience that changes your perspective. But I mean, like Selfie, you know, that was an unexpected success. Like, for that record to go as big as it went really wasn't anything anyone could see coming. And we have a lot more that we want to prove as artists, and, you know, we really didn't expect that to be our first song that everyone would know. So, you know, we're just excited that, like, you know, we've gotten all these fans from it, and people are really even more into the other music that we put out since. Our new record, Roses, is like, had the best reaction since that song. So, you know, we're just really excited that people have stuck with us, seeing as that song really wasn't what we're trying to be known for. And, you know, things are going really, really well right now. We're just really thankful for that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that new song as well, that Roses, that you just mentioned. You also do really cool collaborations. You kind of remix tracks that are popular on the scene as well, and you get some headway from that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how we started, was remixing like cool indie artists, and you know, now everyone does that, but when we started, no one was doing that. So
yeah,
we were kind of known for that, and then Selfie happened.
That's so awesome, because I saw that you guys had kind of indie roots. What are some of your favorite bands that you've been listening to?
We've been listening to a lot. We've been listening to a lot of different stuff. There's this chick Halsey that I really like, who's like blowing up right now. What else?
Dezzo's great. Obviously, Major mm-hmm. Lazer's killing it.
Yeah, Major Lazer's having like, you know, crushing it. And Jack U, obviously, but who's not listening to those people right now?
Yeah, they're huge. They're huge. And you guys are just as huge, with over 300 million views. So everyone who's listening, you guys got to check out the Chainsmokers song Selfie. Check out their new music. It's just awesome. So you're going to be playing Lollapalooza here in Chicago. Have you guys ever been to Chicago before?
Yes, a couple of times. We've done about 3 shows there, and you know, I've been to Lollapalooza before, but we've never played there.
Very cool. So you've been to Lollapalooza before, but you've never played?
Right, yeah. I went as a fan like 5 years ago.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
The EDM scene is kind of growing and massively at Lollapalooza. Who'd you see back there like 5 years ago?
Yeah, I actually remember really well. I remember I saw Deadmau5 and Steve Aoki and Bloody Beetroots all on the Perry stage, but it wasn't what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was definitely crazy. And it was crazy. You know, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, you could see that like EDM was going to be huge. Like the energy at that stage was like better than any other stage at that festival. And now you see it. I mean, every big festival has a massive, awesome EDM tent or EDM stage. So,
mm-hmm. It's so true. It's created kind of its own culture, almost, this EDM scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with this huge success, you guys are playing Belgium. You guys are playing Chicago's Lollapalooza, one of the biggest things. It's just insane. How did you end up booking this gig? Do you guys need to do a lot of self promotion, or do you guys have just the label that is kind of helping you out now?
No, artists have booking agents,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they're in touch with pretty much every festival, because we're with CAA and they book, you know, a ton of people, you know, not just even music, actors for movies and stuff, and writers and anything you can think of that, you know, is talent, they book. So, you know, they're in touch with, you know, all these, you know, C3, who's the promoter of, I think they're the promoter of Lollapalooza, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're in touch with our agents who book, you know, everyone from like, you know, I don't know if they book Kings of Leon, but bands like that to EDM acts like ourselves.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, they book a lot of the bands around here as well. I see their name thrown around a bit. So you guys actually started, or you were on Steve Aoki's label to begin with, right?
Yeah, he was the first person that was interested in signing one of our records.
Now, you got to tell me, what was it like going to see Steve Aoki 5 years ago, and then him taking you on under his wing in his label? What was that like?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, the first show that I like, you know, was an opening DJ for, I opened for him, and like he was one of the first people I ever saw live. And I think Steve Aoki is a lot of people's introduction to dance music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's involved in so much stuff. The guy works so hard, and he's super friendly, and you know, we're really lucky to have like someone like him be like kind of our introduction to this scene. But like him and Tiesto is the other guy that's been, you know, a big name in EDM for a while. That's, you know, introduces a lot of new talent and kind of sets them up for their own careers.
Yeah, it's so cool, the fact that, you know, Steve Aoki's shows are just insane. I went to one last year, and you know, I've been getting more into EDM, and I've always been a fan of the scene and the culture. But just his shows are on fire, and I heard that your shows are just as insane.
We throw steaks in people's faces instead of cake.
Steaks instead of cakes.
Yeah, people like it better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they can expect a little bit of meat in your show, huh?
Yeah, we're all about the meat. A lot of tender meat.
That's cool. And I hear that you guys play some songs, that you guys mix it up a little bit, songs that you haven't even heard before you guys throw into your shows.
Yeah, I mean, I think every DJ that produces their own stuff likes to test stuff out before it comes out. And, you know, there's stuff that we'll play that, you know, will never come out, but it's, you know, either just fun to play at a festival, or we play it and it doesn't work well and we don't put it out. So you're always going to hear new Chainsmokers music when you come to our show.
That's sweet. So what are your fans like? Like, have you had any crazy fan experiences since you guys have blown up?
I've got a couple stalkers.
Really? What are those like?
They just, like, send you, like, really aggressive direct messages of, like, them naked and, like, basically proposing sex to you. And I don't know. I was like, I have a girlfriend. I'm stop sending me these. And they just, like, keep sending them. And they're like, I can keep a secret. Like, when you're in the city, like, let me know. And you're like, oh, my God. You need to relax.
Oh no, that's such a tough life.
I don't know. It is kind of weird. It's like what? Like it's also just like weird that like the internet's like that these days. Like people literally that you would have no connection in any other way, like part of your life, are just like proposing sex to you, like very casually.
It's that veil of anonymity that everyone just clings to on the internet.
Yeah, it's like you know, if you're down for this, I would really like to have sex with you. But if you're not, I'll never see you again.
You know, I saw that. So, I mean, having a hit song aptly named Selfie, you guys must get just millions of selfies sent to you and on your Twitter and everything.
We used to. I mean, the song's, like, kind of died down. Not a lot of people are really talking about it anymore. They're really just talking about, like, our new stuff. Our new song, Roses, is like, reacting like crazy. But at the time, for sure. And definitely, I think we've taken more selfies with people than anyone else on the planet. just like at our shows, everyone's like, you know what we got to do now? And you're like, what, take a selfie? They're like, yeah, oh my God, how'd you know I was going to say that?
That's so cool. Like, you know, but you've touched this crowd. You've touched this fan base in a way that most bands can't and never will. So that must be a really cool feeling to have.
Yeah, we've touched them hard and deep.
I love that. I love that. So, you know, I kind of want to know, you guys are DJs in New York. You're blowing up on the scene. You have this new song, Roses, and you've got all this steam from the old hits. How do your parents feel about you guys just, you know, moving out and now you're this huge name on the EDM scene? What are they saying about it?
Oh, they're stoked. I mean, I think any parent would be happy to see their kid doing something that they love and having success at it. So we both have very supportive parents, and, you know, I think that's, like, really important in, like, keeping yourself grounded and focused and, like, you know, we're not satisfied with where we are right now. We want to just always do better and make better art and, you know, just be better artists. So, you know, having, like, a good foundation, you know, in terms of your family is really important for that, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Family is extremely important. And along with family, I mean, you two guys, you tour all over the place together. How do you keep that chemistry strong between each other?
We get in two fistfights a year, and that's like all the tension that you build up being around someone, you kind of release it.
That's important. You gotta just keep the dukes up every once in a while just to blow off that steam.
Yep.
That's
a couple punches in the face.
So you're playing bigger and bigger stages, and you guys are punching each other in the face every once in a while. Are there any cool, great tour stories? Like, are there any stories yet where you guys are like, oh my gosh, we have made it. This is it.
We've had like a couple moments where you're like, I don't think we really feel like we've made it yet, just because we have like bigger goals, and you know, there are a lot of artists that we still really look up to and what they've accomplished. So we're always kind of pushing ourselves. But I mean, I remember we played EDC Mexico, and that was like probably like 50,000 people at our stage, and we, you know, Mexico's transportation system isn't great, so we barely, like, we were like on the road trying to get to this festival for like 2 hours, got it like 5 minutes before our set, and basically didn't see the crowd until we walked on stage. But that was like the sheer size of that crowd and like how every single person there was jumping up and down for that hour we played was definitely one of those moments that, like, you'll never forget.
Wow. That must be so cool. Like, that crowd is just, must be on fire when you guys play.
It's unreal. It's, like, one of the best feelings. I'd equate it to, like, scoring a goal in high school soccer. That's, like the only other time that I've, like, felt like this in, like, a playoff game. And everyone's like, yeah, you're killing it right now, and everyone's jacked up.
Yeah. After you guys play these enormous shows, like, on these big stadiums, what do you guys do to unwind after the show?
It depends. I mean, you know, usually we have to get on a flight and go to another show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, we party pretty hard, too. So if you see us, come prepared with, like, ample amounts of Fireball. That's what we do.
I love Fireball. That's so cool. Well, so everyone knows it's the Chainsmokers. They're playing this Sunday at Lollapalooza. So make sure you go and check them out. Now, are you guys playing any after parties here in Chicago, or are you guys jumping on a plane right after your show on Sunday?
We actually are playing an after party, but I can't remember the name of the venue. Do you know?
No. I think that's the Wit or something.
Yeah, the Wit sounds right. Is that a place?
Yeah, that is a place. That's right downtown here in the city.
Yeah, I think it's like a pretty like small room. So that's definitely going to be like, come see us at Lollapalooza for like the big show, and then if you guys want to come get weird, I think it's going to be pretty intimate. I think it's only like a couple hundred people in that room, so it's going to get super weird and fun.
Can we expect any stakes at that show?
It depends what if we are able to. Actually, Chicago is a big steak city. Mm-hmm. We should throw steaks at them this time, and let's switch it up. Maybe we'll do like hot dogs for the second show. You guys like that too?
Yeah, pizza as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yo, you guys got a lot of good food. I'm excited for this.
So, what are you guys going to do while you're here? Is it just straight business, or are you guys going to hang out and try to see some of the city?
We're going to do probably party and just Lollapalooza.
We've
been to Chicago a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. We're not like a touristy trip for us. This is like, you know, get her done trip.
So one more thing that I got to mention before I let you go. We love the music. We love the song. And we love just hearing you guys. And if everyone wants to hear them, you guys have your own podcast, don't you?
Yeah, we have actually two shows on Sirius that I think are also Nice Hair. Our show is also available as an iTunes podcast and on SoundCloud and on Electric Area.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's three ways that you can listen to our sweet mixes.
You guys are everywhere. And isn't that the coolest thing? Like, you have your own podcast to promote music and maybe not even your own. You can promote whatever you want on there. Isn't that a really cool feeling that you guys got two shows now? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's awesome to be able to, like, you know, have had success and be able to put on, you know, younger talent that's, you know, just getting into the scene, kind of how, like, Steve and Tice did for us when we were first coming on. So, yeah, absolutely.
So what about, what was that first moment that you guys had when you first heard that beat, that beat drop or EDM in the first place, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I have to do with my life. It's play this music.
I was in a club in Argentina when I was in high school, and I heard this like old David Guetta song, which like well before like anyone in the U.S. knew who he was, and I was like, this is the tightest sound I've ever heard. And then as soon as I got home, I, like, bought a program and figured out how to make it.
It's such a cool feeling that you guys can create this awesome sound. I'm very stoked to see you guys at Lollapalooza. I'm going to be sure to check it out. Everyone, so you can listen to them. Go and check them out. Where can we find you guys online?
Go listen to our SoundCloud. Find us on Spotify. And definitely add us on Snapchat. The Chainsmokers is our handle. And follow us on Instagram. And that's, like, that'll give you a pretty comprehensive look of what we're up to.
Well, guys, this was a fantastic interview. Thank you guys so much for doing this for us. This was Alex Paul and Drew Taggart of the awesome The Chainsmokers. Thank you guys again.
Thank you so much.